Somebody told me. Bringing you your daily fix of racing news on Sky Sports Radio. This is Racing HQ.
26 minutes to 10, being a Wednesday, time for our preview of Warwick Farm. We're on a heavy 8, penetrometer 5.77. It's overcast, but should be a reasonably clear afternoon. Let's welcome in, first of all, Paul Joyce. Good morning to you, Paul.
Welcome back, Andrew. Lovely to have you back on deck. And we've been battling away here on these heavy tracks the last few weeks, and we've had a few results and a few very close misses, but I'm sure between Brent and I we'll find a few today.
And you say, Brent, good morning to you. Brent Sarafa.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Heading back to Warwick Farm for the second time within the space of 7 days. We raced there last Wednesday, so the rail comes out slightly in the straight, but I still think they'll be getting into the middle of the track in the home straight on this heavy conditions.
Yeah, 3 metres last week out to 5 between the 1,000 and the winning post. And Glenn Munsey's joining us from tab.com.au, and there's markets galore. Munns, particularly on the battle for the Sydney Jockeys George Moore medal.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Welcome back to you. Good day, boys. Very, very interesting. And, a massive chance today for both Huey Bowman and Blake Shin to pick ground and possibly take over James McDonald, because they've got a ride in every race. James has only got 4 rides there today, but he was $1.90 after racing on Saturday at Rose Hill. He's out to a $2.30 chance now, James McDonald. $2.40. Blake Shin at $2.50 and Huey Bowman's at $3.50. After Saturday, James McDonald was $1.90 and Huey Bowman was $4.60. So some dramatic changes there to the jockeys' premiership market.
All right, well, let's have a look at the program. The first race, Glenn, comes up at 1 o'clock and the scratchings are 4, 5 and 8.
Yeah, the Bledisloe Cup Festival plate here where Dependable is a $21 chance. Flying Achilles at $4.80. Lucky Shamrock at $5.50. Marco Man is out. It'll run tomorrow at Gosford, I think you'll find. It's out, albeit it should have been out about 9 o'clock yesterday morning when it trialled at Warwick Farm, but it wasn't out till this morning. 6 cents a win and nothing the place. Wudang Mountain finally going round after being in 2 races on Saturday. It's a $4.80 chance. Then we go to Zun Konig at $15. Chinito is out, no deduction. Helford River is the $3 favourite, and Lucala is a $4.40 chance. Best supported runner here is Wudang Mountain, only just so over Lucky Shamrock. They're the only two interest in it in the moment.
Look, speed's drawn wide here through Helford River. I think he'll and lead. Flying Achilles, he could challenge on pace. I think Lucala can settle up much closer out to the 1,300. Last Wednesday, as Brent said before, the on-pace sort of favoured runners. Just got the stats here last Wednesday. 3 out of 7 leaders won and 5 out of 7 winners were in the first 3 on the turn. So that gives you some idea how the track's playing at the moment.
All right, Brent, how do you see the first?
Well, I thought this race with only 7 runners, I could make a case for nearly every horse in this event. I think they've all coming along in their careers quite well. I'm left with number 6, Wudang Mountain. The fact I've been really taken by its recent barrier trials, and Chris Waller's scratched this horse a number of times just waiting for the right opportunity, and I think from barrier 1 with Hugh Bowman on board, she's going to get a lovely run just parked in behind the speed, and I think it'll be strong at the line. Number 3, Lucky Shamrock, hasn't done anything wrong in its career thus far. I thought its last start effort was quite good when caught wide and battled on well to run second behind Japonesme, who was very impressive winning at Rosehill Gardens last Saturday. Number 10, Lucala, caught the eye on debut. She should improve stepping up in distance. And number 9, Helford River, will probably get an easier lead than what she got at Canterbury last start, and does have the blinkers coming off. 6 to beat 3, 10 and 9, but a very open race to start proceedings.
Look, I'll be kicking off with a good bet on the 10, Lucala. I've gone 10, 6, 9 and 2. Like the way Lucala trialled before her debut run at Canterbury, she got back there. She got a long way back, in fact, over 1,200. She rattled home late behind Aurora Glow and Helford River. Now, I'm pretty sure she'll turn the tables on Helford River, and I've got a good opinion of Aurora Glow. So out to the 1,300, James McDonald on board. As I said, I expect her to settle a lot closer today. And with that being the case, I think she's a good bet to start the program. Number 6, Wudang Mountain. Just a bit worried about where he'll get to from barrier 1. I can see him getting buried away back on the fence, which might not be the place to be. But as Brent mentioned, love the way he's been trialling. Now, the 9, Helford River, she'll be the one out in front making the others catch her. And I think number 2, Flying Achilles, he just was a real handful there on debut. He was a handful in the yard. He was hard to get onto the track. He ran well to run fourth. He's obviously a real colt, and he'll only improve off that experience. So he's my query runner here, number two, Flying Achilles, who I believe was called Achilles 2 at that run, but he's since changed name. 10, 6, 9 and 2 for me in race 1.
Well, that'll change the market for the jockeys if Luke Kohler gets there with James McDonald. Darren Flindell likes it as well, number 10, to beat 3, 6 and 1. 10, 3, 6 and 1. Race 2, smallest field here, scratching, is number 7.
Yeah, and that jockey's premiership market basically stays open all day, suspends when the races are on in case one of them rides a winner, and then it's updated, and we'll keep you updated on Sky Thoroughbred Central, the changes to the markets there, where the second race, the tab.com.au handicap here, over 2,100. Red Largo at 8. Evening Ladies at $4. The Austrian Oak at 4.60. Kanji, 4.60. Sobriquet at 10. Yellen is the $2.90 favourite. And De Sea Eagle came out this morning, 9 cents a win and 12 cents a place. Pretty quiet the trade here, as it is in most of the day today at Warwick Farm. But the best supported runner is the winner from Wyong last Thursday, Evening Ladies.
Look, it's a tactical affair, these staying tests at Warwick Farm. I've got Evening Ladies, the likely leader, but they could challenge. Kanji goes close, and also Yellen and Red Largo won't be far away. So only a small field, but there does look a little bit of pressure there, Brent.
Yeah, I thought number 6, Yellen, is coming out of the best race, which he finished on quite well behind Skyline Blush last start at 1,000 metres. She'd had a trial leading into that. I did think she was open to some improvement. She's short enough at $2.90, but on the minimum from a good gate, she should just stalk the speed. So I've gone with number 6 to beat the two Evening Ladies, who are quite progressive and by all reports has continued to work strongly since that win at the Provincials. I'd expect with Blake Shin on, it'll be going forward from Barrier 6 and proving hard to run down. Number 5, Sobriquet, is coming through some what looks to be weaker form lines in the country, but this horse does really have a strong liking for wet ground. It's all three of its career victories have been on heavy surfaces. And I just think with the claim for Winona Costa and a couple of these other may be suspect on the track. And then I've gone back to number 4, which is Kanji. 6 to beat 2, 5 and 4. Not a lot of confidence for me in race number 2.
Yeah, I won't be playing too heavily here either, Brent. 4, 6, 3 and 5 for me. I'm going with number 4, Kanji. Locally trained by Joe Pride on the quick backup after a second at Wyong last week. And he's the sort of horse that he's had the 6 starts now. He's been in the Quinella on 4 occasions, so he's consistent. I think he'll relish the step up to 2,100 metres, and he handles a soft track. So he'll just be right there all the way and give Huey Bowman a great chance to ride a winner. Number 6, Yellen, Brent's top tip. I've got it in for second degree. It's coming through the stronger form race there at Randwick. Now, he's only won one from 7, or she's only won one from 7, though, so she's short enough. Number 3, the Austrian Oak. Blinkers go back on. Yet to see the best of him in his 4 runs in Australia. And I'm not convinced he handles the heavy track. So he's only going in as an extra number for me. And then I've got number 5, Sobriquet, who Brent mentioned is coming through bush form. But he's tough, he's fit, he races on speed, and he's got a light weight. So I'll go 4, 6, 3 and 5, something small on number 4.
Righto. Darren Flindell likes the Austrian Oak, number 3 for Jay McDonald, to beat 1, 2 and 6, 3, 1, 2 and 6 in race 2. And a reminder, tomorrow morning in our French's Forest studio, it's going to be Blake Shin. So I'm hoping, Glenn, he has a good day today and he walks into the studio tomorrow bright and happy.
Oh, well, he should. He's on top of the world at the moment. Of course, that winner in Singapore, and big news, he's going over to the Sugar.
Yes, I wish I'd held that off until tomorrow, but anyway.
Andrew, it's one of the first times ever you've been trumped by somebody else, and I no doubt you'll be making a voodoo doll of that person.
Yeah, I'll be filthy on you, Nick. Anyway, Blake Shin will be live in the studio, and we might even take some calls tomorrow morning between 9 and 10. We'll take a break and then we'll continue at 17 to 10.
This Sunday afternoon, some of our best country pacers clash in the New South Wales Breeders' Challenge Regional Finals. And Sky Sports Radio has them covered. The $620,000 finals cover all age groups and sexes. And Bathurst is this year's venue. Don't miss Greg Hayes' late mail for this unique race day. Breeders' Challenge Regional Race Day from Bathurst. This Sunday on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
24 months interest-free on now at Harvey Norman. That's zero interest, no deposit and no payments until July 2017. Home appliances, technology and entertainment, furniture, bedding and Manchester. All with 24 months interest-free. Zero interest, no deposit, no payments until July 2017. Approved applicants only. Minimum financed amount $300. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Hurry, limited time only. 24 months interest-free at Harvey Norman.
Go, Harvey, go. when your multi is going well, sometimes you wish you could just take the money and run. Well, now
you can eject on your multi with Tab's Cash Out. It's not a decision I take lightly, but when I do, it's an amazing feeling to land
with that cash in my hand. Eject on your multi with Tab's Cash Out. Available at local Tab, tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
With all the breaking news and everything you need to know for a successful day's punting on Sky Sports Radio, this is Racing HQ. Ready, let's roll on to something.
This is our Wednesday preview of Warwick Farm with Brent Zarafa and Paul Joyce. We're up to race three. Glenn Munsey's here from tab.com.au.
And the third is the celebrations here over 1,400. We're speaking of Blake Shinney, rides the favourite in this, favourite at this stage anyway, the toppy in paint at $2.80. Disperse at 21. Giant Circus at $3.80. On the Night Shift at 21. Low Places at 6. Tramatane at 6. Du Porsche at 26. Paragon 11. Pinky's Girl at 15, and Zillow is an $11 chance. Once again, pretty quiet here, although we're straight into Tramatane yesterday when the markets went up. It went up an $11 chance. Also, some money for On the Night Shift for Lee Curtis here. We put up 50-1 it, and they are the two best supported runners so far.
Interested in your thoughts here, Brent, on speed, because on recent racing patterns, all of these runners get back. There is no obvious leader or even any on-pace runners, but gallopers that can take advantage of that would definitely be number one. So with Blake Shinner bought off the wide gate, I think number three, Giant Circus, could even kick up off that inside draw. But that's going off just my own gut feeling and maybe a few past runs, but not off where they've been settling recently.
Yeah, I found the speed map quite tricky in this event too, Paul. I'd agree that paint could go forward from that wide gate, because if it looks to go, I can't imagine Blake Shin going back to find cover from a wide barrier down the chute there at the 1,400-metre mark from Warwick Farm. Because of that lack of speed, I found this race quite intriguing. I thought maybe number five, Low Places, with the blinkers going on for the first time, showed no speed at Newcastle first up at 1,400 metres, but maybe that gear change with the crossover noseband also, the horse may be able to take up a handier position. I thought its run was quite good behind Fabrizio, and that form does look quite strong, with Fabrizio finishing behind Make a Mark, who was a very impressive winning at Warwick Farm last week. So I've got five on top of number six. Big watch here on Tramatane, and interested to hear that Glenn suggested it was one of the first horses that was backed. Formerly trained by Lionel Cohen, now under the care of David Payne, was given a real quiet trial at Rosehill Gardens leading into this event. The booking of Hugh Bowman, to me, suggests for David Payne they're showing some intent here first up. And she was only beaten 2.8 lengths by the subsequent Doncaster winner in Kermadec on debut. Now, she's had close to a year off the scene, but if she has made any improvement this time around, she can certainly give this race a shake. Number three, Giant Circus, looks to improve off that run last start, but I thought was short enough in price considering number two, Disperse, finished alongside it. And Giant Circus is $3.80 and Disperse is $21. So my numbers here in the third, five and six to be 3 and 2.
I'm going 6, 3, 10 and 1 here. You go with what you see a lot of the time, and I did like that trial of number 6, Tramatane at Rose Hill. I thought there was plenty up the sleeve there. She's obviously had almost a year off, so that's the big query. And as Brett mentioned, she does have the Kermadec form line as well. So Careless ran second in that race too, so it was a very strong maiden. Quick Strike ran third in it. So there was plenty of good horses finished in front of her when she debuted here almost a year ago. And I just think she's a worthy gamble. You're getting the $6. I think that's a fair price to take here first up against this field. Number three, Giant Circus. I'm sure he'll improve off that Kembla run. He got a long way out of his ground. He was wide into the straight and he wound up late. I think a much more aggressive ride from Tommy Berry will see huge improvement from him. Number 10, Zillow. Didn't mind its last trial coming into this at Randwick. It just edged a few home there in a small field. Presumes here for Ron Quinton and Sam Cliverton. And then we've got number one, Payne, who if does go forward here and takes the initiative, he may just take some running down if there's that on-pace sort of pattern that we saw 7 days ago. 6-3, 10-1 for me in race three.
Darren Flindell likes the three, Giant Circus, to beat 1-4-2, 3-1-4-2 in the third.
Andrew, just interesting there, Brent, yeah. Your tip there, Low Places. Chris had it in a mile maiden tomorrow at Gosford, and he's decided to run it in this 1,400-metre race today.
Okay. Righto to the first leg of the quaddie at Warwick Farm today, race 4 at 2:45.
Yeah, the tab place multi, and we scrambled in to have three placings here with eight runners. So we've got Money Legs at $18, Even Tide at $4.40, Saritza is at $4.80, Tennessee Huzzy, the favourite, at $3. Wedding came out this morning, 12 cents a winner, nothing the place. Danish Twist came out yesterday, 9 cents a winner, nothing the place. Passion Flower at 9, The Brown One, 16, The Look at 11, and Lani Girl is a $7 chance. Probably the quietest betting race of the day. Well, realistically, you know, as I've said before, Brent leaves more on the bar. That's the highest interest in this race here.
All right, speed-wise here, there does look genuine pace. There's four of these that could potentially lead, and they are Money Legs, Saritza, Passion Flower and the Brown One, Brent. So even though we've only got eight runners, there's four of them there that should be putting the speed on.
I think number three, Saritza, is going to find the lovely position just parked in behind the speed. And I think being by Sebring, this is the first time this mare's going to find wet ground. The breed generally do like it, so I'm going to take the gamble that she will handle it. I think she can improve off that first up effort where she was gunned down by Axonite, who looks to be an improving type from the Gerald Ryan stable. So I've got three on top of two here at a bit of odds. I thought number 9 and 10, The Look and Lani Girl, both had decent claims down in the weights. The Look just had no luck whatsoever at Canterbury last start and meets Tennessee Hussey 2.5 kilos better at the weights. So you have to take $3 about Tennessee Hussey. You can get 10 about The Look, 11 about The Look, who should be hitting the line quite strongly. Lani Girl with the claim for Nona Costin gets him very, very light here under the minimum and hopefully shouldn't be too far away from that inside barrier. Then back down to number 4, Tennessee Hussey, who's consistent, racing well, but I think he's well found in the market. 3 to beat 9, 10, 4.
I'm going with the 4, Tennessee Hussey. I went 4, 2, 3, and 7. Agree there's not much value about her, but what I like about her is her consistency. She just keeps putting in week after week. She obviously relishes these soft winter tracks. She keeps backing up, and she gets from Canterbury, where she's been racing so well, onto her home course here today at Warwick Farm, so I can't see that being an issue. And she should get a lovely run. There's good speed in the race. She can tuck in just behind them. And we've got Brent and Abdullah riding in super form. So I'll go with the 4, Tennessee Hussey. To beat the 2 Even Tide, Blinkers go back on here for the Dane Shadow filly. Ball up off a spell. She's been runner-up at her past 2 at the Provincials. I think she gives Huey Bowman a great winning chance. Number 3, Saritza for Blake Shin. Brent's top pick. No knock on her at all. Second up. Definite winning hope there for Blake. And then I've got number 7. Passion Flower, who'll go forward here. She always gives a bold side around Warwick Farm, and there's no drama with the sting out of the track for her. 4, 2, 3, and 7, but we'll be backing at number 4, Tennessee Hussey, to win.
Righto, Darren Flindell likes 10, Lani Girl for Winona Costin to beat 4, 3, and 2. 10, 4, 3, and 2. Race 5, Glenn, it's over the 1,100.
Yeah, the Cal Ray here, where Floral Insight is a $9 chance. Lord Leofric, and a good segue here because David Pfeiffer will be our special guest on Tab Talk after 10 o'clock this morning, is the $2.10 favourite. Montero at 16, Arujo at 8, Cumbrian at $8, Frankie Four Fingers at 21, Kenny DeZero at 26, Destiny Rising at 11, Ralston for Jessica Taylor, who will be our other special guest on Tab Talk after 10 o'clock this morning, is a $6 chance, and Hamoon Boy is $26. Well, the best supported runner of any runner to contest Warwick Farm today is Lord Leofric, looking for 3 wins in a row. 2:40 yesterday, 2:20 this morning, into 2:10.
Look, a field of 10, but there are 5 potential leaders here, so that should ensure the pace is right on. We've got Laurel Insight, Frankie Four Fingers, Kenny DeZero, Destiny Rising, and Hamoon Boy, Brent. So plenty of horses here. We'll go forward.
Well, the favourite, Lord Leofric, is well found. He's racing very consistently this preparation, 2 wins from as many starts. And first up at Warwick Farm over the 1,100 metres showed that he was adaptable to speed and could be handy to the lead and was too strong for Capitano that day. Then last start at Canterbury, when the speed was on from a wide gate, he went back. He's had a barrier trial in between, ticks a lot of boxes. My only query is he goes on to the heavy for the first time and does now have to carry 58 kilos, which is sort of, he gets a bit of a negative compared to some of the horses that it has been racing against. But he looks a progressive. He's only had the 5 starts for 3 wins. He's certainly hard to knock. I thought the horse that may test him here could be number 8, Destiny Rising, who they met when last started over the 1,200 metres at Canterbury. And Destiny Rising had to sustain a lot of pressure. And at the 100-metre mark, if you pause the race, it was almost head and head with Lord Leofric, and now meets at about 6.5 kilos better from that day. So I think with the claim here for Jake Precy Holmes, only 51 kilos on its back, it could let fly from barrier three and just prove hard to run down. Then we go back to number five, Cumbran, who should improve off its first up run. And number nine, Ralston, also has a lightweight and a good turnaround on Lord Leofric. 2, 8, 5, and 9. It looks very hard to beat. I don't know if I could dive into the 2.10, though.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Brent. I've gone 2, 5, 3, and 1. $2.10, still very borderline for me whether I'll be betting up. But I can't find anything to beat him. His two wins have been impressive. I think he could even improve further into this run. And the speed up front really does put it on for him. I think Huey will just relax off that pace and let rip in the straight. So number two, Lord Leofric, clearly the one to beat. Number five, Cumbran. I thought it was the danger. If you want to take a Cornella, make sure you take him. I think he can definitely improve off that first up run at Kembla on a heavy track. He'll get a lovely run too here off barrier four. Number three, Monteiro, could be the best roughie in the race. First up off a spell, two trials, handles it wet, locally trained. And number one, Floral Insight. You can never rule him out. He's had 19 career victories from 87 starts. So well worth throwing into all of your multiples. 2, 5, 3, and 1 for me.
Darren Flindell calling the action, likes the favourite as well. Number two to beat 5, 6, and 8. 2, 5, 6, and 8. Happens every Wednesday between 9:30 and 10, our 30-minute preview of our Metro Wednesday program. Glenn Munsey's always here, and here he is with markets for race 6.
And it's the Tab Rewards Handicap, and of course, get your Tab Rewards cards. If it doesn't matter if you're a New South Wales customer or a Victorian customer. And with Kuro going to Melbourne, with Lee Friedman, of course, with being a Tab Rewards horse, maybe the chance to part own Kuro for the day. Imagine it going, lobbing up, toffing up with Lee Friedman. Wouldn't be good. Right, the sixth here, we've got Archion, is a $4.20 chance. Mr. Steele at $2.60 favourite. More Than a Holiday at 31, named after Andrew. Quartermaster at $7.50. Road at 10, Defrost My Heart at 10, Strike Me Lucky came out this morning, 2 cents a win and nothing the place. Oakdale Royal is out no deduction, He's Dreaming at 5, and 2 Chic is a $14 chance. Once again, very, very quiet here. At this stage, Quartermaster and Defrost My Heart have had some sort of interest, but very, very quiet.
Speed-wise here, it looks as though Mr. Steele gets a picnic in front. I can't see anything taking him on. Archion will probably settle closest, settle second or third. And the only other one that'll settle in that top three could be number five, Leaders Road. But Mr. Steele dictates terms, controls the tempo. Brent, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's the right way to read this race. He just got a little bit tired over the 2,400 metres last start, coming back to his home track, 2,200 metres. He does look well found in the market, though, at $2.60. I've gone for a bit of value for my on-top selection. Each way, number four here, Quartermaster. I thought its last two runs at Canterbury have been very encouraging for a horse that just doesn't seem to really handle that tight turning circuit. I think getting to Warwick Farm, where he'll be able to balance up down the back straight in the, when they go from the course proper onto the chute and then into the home straight, I think he'll be able to start improving. And this horse just absolutely loves wet ground. So at $7.50, I just thought it might be the way to go each way to beat number two, Mr. Steele. Number one, Archaean, coming back from Grafton, does look well placed and did beat Quartermaster at Canterbury when they met two starts ago. But I just think the circumference of Warwick Farm will suit Quartermaster a little bit better. And then back down to number nine, He's Dreaming. Well, Paul, you came close to pulling off the big each-way roughie last week, and I think it can run well again. The only problem is you've got to take $5 today and not upwards of 20-1. 4 to beat 2, 1, and 9 in race number 6.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me about that, Brent. 2, 1, 9, and 4 for me. Look, I'll go with Mr. Steele here. I just think he maps perfectly along in front and keep going, as he did here two starts ago, and he won by 2 lengths and 5 lengths back to the third horse. And this race looks easier. So number two, Mr. Steele, should be winning. Number one, Archaean, the danger. Win two starts ago when ridden a bit more aggressively, and I think that may be the plan again today. Number nine, He's Dreaming, the horse that came close to giving me a little holiday there last week, but back to work we go. And number four, Quartermaster, Brent, agree with everything you said there. He's an absolute must for all multiples. 2, 1, 9, and 4 for me.
Righto, and Darren Flindell likes the toppy. Archeen number one to beat 2, 9, and 4. 1, 2, 9, and 4. And a couple of minutes, guys, to look at the last. I don't want to eat too much into Tab Talk because they've got the big profile guest coming up. This is the last at 4:40.
Yeah, the pro ride here, the first 6 of 14 trials at Warwick Farm will be on the pro ride on Friday. Well, we've got Campanology here as an $18 chance. Stylish Lad at $4.20 makes it favourite. Collar at 15, just as Cosmic, Rod Gallegos is tipping it today, I think you'll find at $6. Bradbury Lad at 13, Brilliant Meteor at $4.60, Majorly at 26, Hypernicus at $8.50, Chastened at $4.60, and Hurricane is a $15 chance. Best supported runner here, and this is not a bad betting race, the last, Brilliant Meteor for David Fife, our special guest coming up in Tab Talk, over just as Cosmic and Stylish Lad.
Stylish Lad gets a similar scenario to what he did here 7 days ago. Should get a pretty soft lead, control the tempo. I think Collar and Brilliant Meteor, you know, not too far away with Bradbury Lad, but definitely no pressure on the leader, Stylish Lad, Brent.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if this horse will be able to win consecutive races in the space of 7 days. It was gifted an easy lead last week, but this looks a stronger race, and I'm quite keen here on number 6, Brilliant Meteor. I think it is the best bet of the day, especially at the price of $4.60. Hopefully, from barrier one, Blake Shin will assess the situation perfectly and just look to be a little bit handier than he was. This horse was last start. Bumped into Astronomos, who's since gone on to win impressively in Saturday grade. Loves wet ground, and I just think when it met Stylish Lad 2 starts ago, it put about 5 lengths on it at the finish. I'm struggling to work out how Stylish Lad is at $4.20 and this horse is a longer price. So I'll be betting with confidence on number 6, Brilliant Meteor, to beat number 9, Chastened, who looks ready to peak third up coming out of some mares races on Saturday grade. She should run well. Number 4, Justice Cosmic, has been going quite good for Jason Coyle. Does have a fair bit of weight there at 59 kilos. And then back down to number 2, Stylish Lad. I've got him for 4. Very keen on number 6 here, Brilliant Meteor. My best of the day to beat 9, 4 and 2.
I've gone 5, 6, 2, and 4 in the last. Number 5 each way, Bradbury Lad, my best each way bet of the day at the $13. 6 starts, been in the money on 5 occasions, including his past 3 starts. He puts himself in the right spot. He's rock hard fit. He gets 3 kilos off here for Jess Taylor, and he absolutely relishes the soft track. So I think at the $13, you could do worse things than back him each way in the last. Number 6, Brilliant Meteor, definitely got it down as the danger on form. I just would have liked to have seen him win a bit more often, but his last start was very encouraging. Number 2, Stylish Lad, just on the speed map. He gets all his favours in front. And number 4, just as Cosmic. She's going to win one soon. Maybe not today with not enough speed up front, but keep your eye on her going forward. 5, 6, 2, and 4 for me in the last.
Darren Flindell likes the 6, Brilliant Meteor, to beat 2, 4 and 8. 6, 2, 4 and 8. Darren's best today is in the first. Race 1, number 10, Lacola. What about you, Brent?
Race 7, number 6 there, Brilliant Meteor. We'll have to be patient, but hopefully we'll go home with the chocolate.
Race 7, number 6. Thanks, mate. We'll hear you through the afternoon.
Cheers, guys.
That's Brent Zarafa. What about your best, Paul?
Well, I'm with Darren Flindell here. Race 1, number 10, Lorcala. Loved its trial, loved its debut. Think it's a really good bet here today at the $4.40. Race 1, number 10, Lorcala.
Good luck to you, Paul. Hope it's a successful day. We'll talk over the next few days, mate.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Paul Joyce there. Glenn, you're going to stick around for Tab Talk?
Yeah, and interesting there. James McDonald got Darren and Paul's best bet of the day and Blake Shin, Brent Zarafa's best bet of the day on the bookend of the program. So there mightn't be any change to the Jockeys Premiership.
Yeah, we'll wait and see the 3 meetings to go. Thanks, Glenn. Stick around, mate.
Thank you.
Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. The feature race on Saturday at Canterbury, the July sprint. There's 7 runners there. Bibero 3, Zara Tone for the stablemate 5, Decision Time 1, Kinsella 4, Brook Road 6, Straturbo 2 and Judicial Rock 7 for the Caustons family. So a field of 7. Canterbury at the moment for Saturday is a heavy 8.